Hello everybody, welcome back to the Kiwi Gardening Podcast with DIY Plantman. I hope that you've all had an awesome week and that you've been able to find some time to get out in your gardens. Now, for those who listened to last week's podcast, how cool was it to be able to meet some fellow gardeners and to see their story, what they do as occupations, and how they got into gardening? I'm really excited again today to be able to do a similar episode. So this is part two of the series of meeting fellow gardeners. And I have two new guests on the show today who will be sharing their story with you. And once again, it's really cool to hear different people's experience, how they got into gardening, the mistakes that they make, and some things that they would like to teach you in your own garden. So in this episode, we're going to get straight into it. And our first guest today is Stevie, and she is from Instagram. And her Instagram handle is Sprouts and Blooms. So if you'd like to give her a follow, so go check her out and check what she's talking about in her little story. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Stevie.
Hi, Stevie here from Sprouts and Blooms in the beautiful rural North Auckland. When I was younger, I wasn't really exposed to much gardening experience. My parents did build my grandmother a garden when I was little, a decent sized garden too. Turns out she was a bit of a negligent gardener, and my parents were always too busy for gardens, so our backyard growing up was very fuss free. I'm currently working part time after maternity leave, working for a national children's charity called Kids Can. We provide basic necessities to Kiwi kids living in poverty across the country through their school and their early childhood centres that they attend. What got me into gardening, I think, was just the love of seeing where food comes from. I worked in a organic blueberry cafe and orchard while in the Waikato, so just being able to see the hard graft that the owners put into their business and the amazing outcome that they were able to share with everybody was just so cool. I think what motivates me to garden now more than ever is showing my son where food comes from, how it's grown, and to teach him to appreciate his kai. Working with Kids Can, I know there are a lot of kids in our own backyard that don't have the opportunity for fresh or healthy food. My garden that I currently have is probably about 40 to 50 square metres, along with the glasshouse and a tiny orchard that is being established. I do have plans to double the space, but it is getting so hard to source materials in our budget at the moment. In that space, I'd say I probably spend anywhere between an hour to 3 hours in the garden daily. That totally depends on the jobs that need to be done. So if it rains and I don't have to water, it's probably more like half an hour that I'm out there in that day. I find gardening is such a good stress relief. I'm a big believer of the research that shows your hand in the dirt has a positive effect on your serotonin levels. So if you have a full-on job, I'd totally go for a small garden, a few plants in pots, or even just starting with some herbs or a couple of indoor plants. Certain times of the year can mean your garden needs a fair few hours from you, so I only garden what my time can handle. I definitely don't want it to become an arduous task. My favourite crop to grow, probably honestly anything that has multiple harvests. This summer I've really enjoyed trying out drying beans, but I think most of all I really enjoy growing sprouting broccoli. My biggest gardening mistake was probably this year. I tried to experiment with growing 5 stalks of corn in a 30 centimetre pot. Honestly, I did not water it at all. The result was horrible corn stalks, no cobs. The whole plant had dried up before December and it was totally root bound. Surprise, surprise. I'm all for experimenting though. And if my mistakes can help others learn, losing some seed or produce is okay by me. I'm also guilty, one of those who always sows too early at the end of winter or spring. I know plants take off better when it's a bit warmer, but my heart gets the better of me and my fingers itch just to throw those seeds in some dirt. That would probably lead me into advice that I give my fellow gardeners. Take the sowing seed time that's on the back of the packet just as guidance. Where you're located in the country has a lot to do with sowing times, and some might germinate and grow well in your area compared to an area a few hours away. I'm huge on trial and error in the garden, and in the scheme of things, losing a couple of seeds to learn is okay by me.
Thank you so much for sharing, Stevie. I love your story. It's a wonderful story. One thing that I also liked is how your advice was to be aware of the environment that you have around you, because your environment might be different to somebody, as you said, who lives a few hours away, which is very valid. And yeah, it can be something that we can fall into the trap of and just think New Zealand as a whole should have the same practices. However, we have so many varying temperatures and climates as well. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. Now this brings us to our second guest on the show. Now I'd like to introduce you to Ali, and you can find him over on Instagram at Ali Barmad. He also has a wonderful story to share with you guys. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Ali.
Kia ora everyone. Ezra, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. My name is Ali Barmad. I currently live in Windy Wellington. I was born and raised in a little town in Western Sydney, Australia, called Toongabby. Growing up in a Lebanese family, food and gardening was always the main focus for us, and it got ingrained to me from a really young age. Some distinct memories as a child was working with my grandfather, tending to his olive trees and harvesting bucketfuls of these magnificent, meaty green and black olives, and then bringing them inside and brining them with my grandmother. Something I remember really clearly was when we brine the olives, we'd have to score them with a small knife, and that would cause my thumb to go really dark and black. It would get like a stain from the olives, and the stain would last for about 3 or 4 days. Harvesting vegetables, whether it be zucchinis, tomatoes, or grape leaves for more traditional food, were always shared with our family and neighbours. I still practice this today in Wellington when I'm able to. Here in New Zealand, I'm a cookery tutor at the Wellington Institute of Technology at their School of Hospitality campus. I love cooking and sharing good cooking skills with people. Cooking and gardening go hand in hand. Seeing my students develop their skills and go on to work in hospitality places around New Zealand and around the world is really satisfying. When I moved to New Zealand about 7 years ago, I was really happy with my life, but I always felt that something was missing, something wasn't right. And then I realized that I needed my own little bit of land, my own little bit of nature, and that's what was missing. I needed to get my hands in the soil and start working the ground. For me, that connected me to my family and my ancestors, which prompted us to buy a house in Paparangi, Wellington. Here in Paparangi, Wellington, we have about 650 square meters of workable garden space. I've divided the garden into two areas. We've got the top terrace and the bottom terrace. The top terrace is where my greenhouse is, along with a few outdoor vegetable garden beds. And the bottom terrace is more for the flowers, the hard herbs, and my beloved chickens. Those who follow me on Instagram will know that my hens feature quite a bit in my stories. Because I've got distinct sections in my garden, I focus on one area at a time before moving on to the next. I'll do the weeding, I'll do whatever feeding the soil needs and maybe some planting, get one area ready and then move on to the next. It's kind of like a never-ending cycle. After work each day, I spend about half an hour in the garden. It's my way to decompress and unwind from my job. It re-centers me as well. On weekends, I spend much more time in the garden. I do find, though, that in the summer months, because the daylight hours are much longer, I spend way more time outdoors than in the winter months. This year was the first year that I've grown Island of Capri tomatoes, and I have to say they're probably up there with one of my favorite crops to grow. I don't have a set favorite, but they're definitely up there with one of my favorites. The Island of Capri tomato is a classic Italian heritage tomato, and it's very low in acid. They've got a real meaty body to them with very minimal juice. In all honesty though, anything that I can pick from my garden, walk into my kitchen and cook with would have to be one of my favorites. I don't have to worry about packaging or plastic wrappers or going down to the supermarket. One of the biggest lessons I've learnt with gardening is the importance of crop rotation and good soil health. It's so important for healthy plants year after year. I now keep a journal and I actually sketch my garden on some paper just so I can manage my crop rotation a lot better. My suggestion for anyone looking to get into gardening is grow what you enjoy to eat. As a general rule, I'll only grow food if I know that we're going to eat it and we're going to enjoy it. There'll be a time that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay, just learn from your mistakes and move on. Get the whole family involved in your gardening and just enjoy it. Enjoy being outdoors, enjoy growing good food and sharing it with those you love. Thank you so much, Ezra, and I will speak to you soon.
Thanks so much for sharing your story, Ali. One thing I liked about your story is that no matter where you live, if you can grow certain types of foods, you can really bring your culture to another country, which you have done, and that's a really awesome thing. And that's one thing I like to do for my wife. My wife is Korean, and I like to grow a lot of Korean crops because they're a lot harder to source from the supermarkets. And yeah, it just brings that the feel of home and your culture and your country right into your home. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you both of you so much for spending the time to join me on my podcast. I really appreciate you guys sharing your knowledge and your passion with others. And I really hope that your stories will help others as well, as they maybe hear things that are similar to their situation and can apply that to their garden and their experiences as well. So thank you both so much for sharing. I hope to get you on the podcast in the future as well. So I hope you'll be willing to do that in the future. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you. And thank you to all the listeners for listening. And I'll try and get out another podcast for you guys next week. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I hope that you have an awesome weekend and an awesome week next week. So thank you for listening and see you.